So, okay. So, in terms of where we're holding, Kiva, close the door, please. Thank you. We're holding right now in Gimel Mabez. Well, what was the maskan? Are we getting a marav after this?
Yeah, it should be exactly what it says.
Okay. So in terms of where we're holding, so we were holding in the bottom of Gimel Mabez and a very geshmaka sugya that we introduced last time, which was comparing nedarim to naziris, and the Gemara introduces the concept of Baal Ta'achir. So the Gemara raises the question of where is there Baal Ta'achir by Naziris? And that's a question that flows through the Gemara from Gimel Amud Beis through Dalet Amud Aleph. The Amoraim suggest different ukimtos and different situations that we find the concept of Baal Ta'achir by Naziris. The Gemara asks, originally with the kasha that we spoke about last time, Bal Yachal the Naziris Hechem Mishkachasla. And then the Gemara says, Bal Ta'achir the Naziris Hechem Mishkachasla. Kevin the Amr, this Gemara asks as follows. Kevin the Amr Harini Nazir. This is four lines up from the wide lines. Kevin the Amr Harini Nazir Havli Nazir. Achol Kimle Babal Yoichal. Bar Malik She'erze Nazir. So the Gemara says, Mamanavshach. The Gemara says, if he's already a Nazir, so then he's not delaying anything. And if he says, when I'm going to desire to be a Nazir, so then he's also not delaying anything, because there's nothing Mechuyuv yet. So the Gemara says, Amarava, going to Amar loy efter mena oilam ache Nazir. No, he says a very interesting lashon. He says, I'm not going to die and move on from this world until I experience Naziris. Minahi shaita habli nazir, and from that point in time, he is a nazir. That's the Gemara's language. So we have to understand what that means. Just like you have a case in Gittin, that a person says, this is your get, one shah before your misa. So she's asur to eat truma miyad, right away. Alma Amrin Kol Shaita Vashaita Domamayas. You see that there's precedent for being Chayshish and Lemisa. This already stam, you already need to ask the Kasha, because the Gemara says in Gittin, Shema Meis Chayshin and Shema Yamos Loi Chayshin, and the Gemara makes a distinction. So how is it that the Rishonim over here raised the Shaila? How is it that over here we're Chayshish that maybe in the future he will die? If we're not Chayshish, Shema Yomus. So the Rishonim explained, yeah, but that's for Zman Muat, but for Zman Meruba, then you are Chayshin and Shema Yomus. So you just have to put that into perspective. So the Gemara says, Hachanami La'alter, so too we borrow from here. La'alter, Avinazi, Darminan Dilma Hashtamais. Because we are worried that maybe he's going to die, and if he's going to die, so then he's not going to be a Nazir. He's not going to be a Nazir, which is a problem. So that's the first presentation of the Gemara. So the kasha that one really has to ask oneself, which is really raised already in the Gemara itself, but it comes up also as the Gemara continues, because the Gemara quotes and Dalet Amud Aleph other answers. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar going to the Nader Vehu Beis Hakfaris. No, it's talking about a situation of a unique type of Naziris, that he takes upon himself Naziris when he was in a Beis HaKvaris, which is some sort of a stira to the fulfillment of the Naziris, because he can't be Matam himself. So the Gemara says, Hani chalamanda amr lay chayle Naziris, me alter. Elamanda amr me alter chayle lay mi Baal Ta'achir. So the Gemara says, well, that makes sense that you have Baal Ta'achir if you hold what? That the Naziris was not chal. But if you hold the Naziris is full-fledged chal, so then again, the Gemara's premise is, once it's chal, so then there's no Baal Ta'achir, you're not delaying anything. So if you look at the Rishonim in Nazir, there's a Tosus on this sugya, Nazir on Daf Tezayin Mabez, there's a Machloikas Rashi and Tosus, according to the Manda Amir, Loi Chayla. So the Lashon of the Rishonim there, the Lashon of Rashi there is, and Kabbalah Muetes Sagi. So what does that mean? If it's Lo Chayla, you should need to be Mekabel Legamre. So what is that? What does that mean that it's enough to have a Kabbalah Muetes? I'd like to springboard off of that in order to really just raise the fundamental question of how do you understand our sugya. Our Gemara presented a fundamental question. Manavshach. Either you're in or you're out. If you're in, so then you're not going to delay, and it's not Baal Ta'achar. If you're out, so what are you delaying? L'kasheirtze, so then when you want it, so then it's going to be Chayal. So what is the delay? What is the resolution of our Gemara? What are you delaying? Also, in addition to that, is what is this? Number one, what is the delay? How do you just understand Poshep Shad in the Gemara? We'll get to the Ran in a second, the way he deals with the Misa element. But how do you have a Chiyuv on the one end over here to the extent that I'll be over a Lav, yet nothing started? So what is it? What is this Gemara telling us? Lamasha, we learned Naziris last week. We had all these different options of my guf is kadosh, kedushas cheftza on my guf. There's a neder cheftza, iser cheftza on the wine, the mari basan, the mari ben leiv. There's a Torah kedusha that now is chal on my guf according to the Maharit. Okay, but none of that exists right now because I'm in a beis akvaros. Because it's something Reish Lakish holds, it can't start. So then what triggers Baal Ta'achar? That's really a question that one has, a pashut question that one has to ask. Reb Shimon raises the kasha on our sugya. Where is there a notion to be machayiv something if there's nothing? So
why don't you say the Nesiris is chal? But it's totally re-omid until he leaves the Beis HaKvaros.
And
the Baal Ta'achar is, you have to get out of there bushnella.
So,
you're over Baal Ta'achar.
Right, so l'chora, the answer to that, I would have said to you, is lo motzinu. You're either, the push-up shot is in Naziris, you're either in or you're out. The only thing is, to be honest, is that Eli Lesser posted last night, a Givaldika Toysis HaRosh, that's mind-boggling, that actually says a similar vart, that you're in this matzav of Sufik, and it's Tola V'kayim, and the Tois Rosh, that's, he quotes it from the Rebbe Lazar Mimitz, and that Sufik situation that you just pivoted yourself into now has enough of a chalois to now create an Isser Baal Ta'achar, but you're not yet inside the Naziris. And the Tais HaRosh basically asks on the Rebbe Lazar Mimitz, Manushach, if it's not Chal, it's not Chal. If you know, it's either yes or it's not. So I'd like to share with you, Reb Shimon has a Mahalach in order to understand this, basically working on the same exact Kasha, but there's a Meiridik of Art from Arun and Grzovsky that is just beautiful because it really emanates just out of nothing other than Poshet Pshat in our Gemara. Says Reb Ruvain the following, and it's taka a vart to remember next year Parshas Matos, next year Parshas Noso. The pasuk says, "Ki if we Rabbi Liefer, if you could help me out, ki yidor neder nazir lahazir laHashem, is that the lashon of the pasuk?"
I believe so.
Right. So the Pasuk has within it two elements. So Lamashal, you have Legabe Nidre Hektish. A person says Hare Alai. Hare Alai Lahaktish Karbon, right? So the Rambam tells us a fascinating Chiddush. that you're not able to be makdish a davar shaloi baloil. Hektish is not koine, something that was not, that did not come into existence. It's not around. It can't have kinyonim. Hektish follows the regular rules of chayshim mishpat that you can't be makne a davar shaloi baloil. But the neder lehektish is chal when it comes to a davar shaloi baloil. So you see in the world of Hekdish, says Reb Reuven, that you could have a chiyuv towards Hekdish, even though the chalois Hekdish and the kinyan of Hekdish or the kedusha itself is not chal on a chayfetz. The Rambam says you walk up to a behema and you want to be makdish its future vlad, so you have a chiyuv to now make sure to get that too. Hekdish, but the kedusha was not chal at that point in time.
Is there Isra Me'ila?
No. So Zot Reb Reuven, the same exact thing exists in every situation that a person becomes a Nazir. Just most of the time, a person becomes a Nazir in full effect, right when he says, Hareini Nazir. But we're tricked. Says Reb Reuven, usually there's a two-stage process that's happening in one shot. I'm being mechayiv myself in kiyidor neder in parsha number A, and then automatically the Torah sets me up into the whatever you understand, like the Ma'arit from last week. Now I have a kedushas nazir that's nitfas on my guf that happens at the same time after you take the neder. But just like when I come and I'm makdish a behema b'toras the David, I do it. The Kedusha is chal automatically, so a Nazir normally it's chal automatically, but that doesn't mean that you can't split between the two entities. Says Reb Reuven, that's exactly what's going on in our sugya. The first parsha of Naziris of Kiyidor Neder, the Chiyav, to become a Nazir, which is Miparshas HaNaziris, it's not a Stam Neder, it's a Neder within the parsha of Naziris, that already exists within the Shakla Vitari and our Gemara. But the person did not yet start the Kedusha Chal on him. That is what he's delaying, and that is the Baal Ta'acher that our Gemara is, referring to. The reason he says it can't be a Baal Ta'acher of Neder is because the Tosfos asked the Kasha, why is our Gemara struggling to find a case of Baal Ta'acher of Naziris? Why don't you just say the end of the Tosos, Hikshur Rabbi Yosef Sha'alach Be'eretz HaTzvi, right? Rabbi Yosef Be'eretz Yisrael asked, Amay loy mishkachas Baal Ta'acher b'Naziris, da'omar arei alay l'kabel na'acher shleishim yoyim. A person said simply, very simple case, says the Rabbi Yosef. A person says, I should be a Nazir, I should be Mekabel Naziris, l'acher 30 days. That's the case of Baal Ta'acher. And you weren't Mekabel after 30 days, so now you're Ma'acher. Says the Re, no. Od Yesh Leimer, the end of the Tosis, the Ma'acher l'shalom nidro and kim lav hainu Baal Ta'acher de Nazir. Kiim Baal Ta'acher de neder shemiacher linder nidro. That's not a Baal Ta'acher of what the Gemara was looking for. The Gemara was looking for the Isser Baal Ta'acher within Parshas Nazirus. Not a Baal Ta'acher that happens to connect to Nazirus, but is really just a plain old neder. So says Reb Reuven, it must be that no, within the Parsha of Nazirus is the first stage of Kiyidur. And there is something chal, and stage number one is chal without the kedusha. And that's what the Gemara is saying. You see that you're being ma'acher even though you're in the Parsha. Memela says Reb Reuven, now you understand the Rishayim in Nazir that say Kabbalah Mu'ete Sagi. Ask Reb Reuven, what do you mean Kabbalah Mu'ete Sagi? Either you're in or you're out. You should need to be Mekabel Lagamre. Says Reb Reuven, no, you have a Parsha of Naziris that was Chal. The ball started rolling. Kiyidor Neder was Chal, but I still need to add something to my Kedusha, and therefore I have to do what's called a Kabbalah Mu'etes, like the Tosos quote from the Rishonim that hold like that, in Naziris on Daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis. So this idea and this concept and this approach towards becoming a nazir, that a lot is happening that we don't realize, and the Gemara basically broke it down into stages in front of our eyes, according to Reb Reuven, in order to now understand how you could both have a chiyuv within the parsha of Naziris to suffice for Tosos, but yet still have Baal Ta'acher that could be shayach, that you're not a nazir in full force.
So according to this pshat,
yeah,
the rule of Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, is that for part A or for part B?
I think it's part B, meaning your Naziris, everyone's understanding that your Naziris didn't start. You're not, you're Yisur right now, even in part A, I don't think, I wouldn't be Chayav Baal Tochal, but I'm delaying that Kiyum of Naziris, and that's the problem over here that I'm delaying. So now you split between the two, like a person who's Makdish Adavar Shelo Ba'olam, that there is a Chiyav, but the Kedusha is not Chal. So
according to the question of Tosos, then if you said for 2 months or whatever, then nothing there that is not a Kabbalah Muetis, is that what we're saying?
That's nothing, right. That's nothing. That's just a nether. That's just a nether.
But if it's, okay.
Yeah.
But doesn't Tosos say above also that he has to start the Nazirus right away? It doesn't sound like he actually accepted it.
What do you mean?
In the Tosos of Hechi Mishkachasla, he says, it's sort of in the middle. It's like Kolomer.
Where you're on Dalet Amin Aleph?
No, go away. It's just the Tosos above.
In Tosos
above? I'll get it afterwards.
Okay. Okay. Fine. So that's the kuda number one that I just wanted to share, which is, I think, just very eye-opening from our sugya. Reb Shimon has a different mahalach, also predicated off of this kasha, but I think Reb Reuven's vart is a geshmak of vart. There is a major mahalach.
Wouldn't the same state exist if you said kasheretza? Hey, nazir?
No, I don't think so. The Gemara is saying you're nothing. No, I think you're not even kiyid or neder. No, you're one state like kasheretza. I mean, is one stage less than even what the Rabbeinu Poros, Rabbi Yosef, asked? When I want, I'll become a nazir. Okay, great. You know, when I become, you know, a person saying, you know, like I'll do nice things when I get to that stage. You know, it's a push off. You know, it's like one day. You know,
right.
Okay. So Rabbi Isai, just very quickly, I want to just discuss a very other important Indian that comes out of our sugya. The Ran points out over here that the following idea. But before I introduce the Ran, I want to introduce the Kasha of the Rashba. The Kasha of the Rashba is, what do you need the concept of Chayshin and Shema Yomus? The Gemara telling us the Lashon of the Rashba? I don't have the Rashba in front of me, but if you look at the Lashon of the Rashba says, is Baal Ta'acher Toli B'misa Talia? I think he has a Lashon like that. Baal Ta'acher now, the only time, according to the first answer of the Gemara, is dependent on the concept of Chayshin and Shema Yomus. It's mamish like it's a Peledik of Gemara. The only way we could have Baal Ta'acher B'nazir is because there's a concept of Chayshin and Shema Yomus. Says the Rashba, Baal Ta'acher is an independent Isser, and has nothing, there's nothing in Baal Ta'acher that's connected to Misa. Why should one be dependent on the other? So the Rashba concedes, and the Rashba says, you're right, this whole Gemara is not to be taken at face value, and it's fascinating, but the Rashba concludes that this whole Gemara is only on a level of Derabbanan. There is a Chshash Shema Yomos on a level of Derabbanan, and midrabbanon, we are concerned that you're going to die. So therefore, on a level of derabbanon, therefore, we're going to be concerned if you're going to be ma'acher. But midah oraisa, based on the Rashba's question, that Baal Ta'acher should really not be connected to the concept of misa on a level of the oraisa. So this Gemara does not exist. The Ran, and when you have the Rashba's kasha in front of you, you'll see how the Ran is so much more beautiful than what we thought. The Ran is bevorning the Rashba's Kasha entirely. The Ran is answering the Rashba's Kasha. The Ran says that since there's a concept of Chayshin and Shemayamos, Bal Ta'achar is not connected to Chayshin and Shemayamos, but it's just a vehicle that now we can reinterpret the person's words to obviously mean that you meant to become a Nazir as soon as possible. Because you don't want, says the Ran, that your Naziris should at all get involved with any chash of Misa, and you want to make sure that you take care of it. So it must be that the guy's das was to be a Nazir Miyad. Was to be a Nazir Miyad. It comes out, according to the Rajba, according to the Ran, it's not that Bal Ta'achar is dependent on Chayshin and Shemayamos. Chayshin and Shemayamos is only just a vehicle for us to interpret his words that he should become a Nazir right away, and therefore any delay in the Nazirus is going to be Cha. Is going to be Cha. Which leads the Ran to say, let me just find out where he says this. Aval Hacha La'alter, three lines from the bottom. Since he says the words Layifter Minaylam, Mashma the Hokikomer, Hare Alai Limnois Nazirus, I have to accept them on myself to be a Nazir, the Inyan Shaloyich Shash Bidover Shashlam in Israsi, Koidim Shafter Minaylam. Mishavachi after Lishna Le Mashma de Nazar Miata, even though he never said that, Kim Le Baltachel Alter Yischayev. And he's, and the Bal Ta'acher exists right away. Good. So the Ran says a chiddush over here that through the approach of Misa, through this other sugya of chash of Misa, now we reinterpret his words. So the Memela, the chiyav of Naziris is right away, and therefore any delay right away will enact Bal Ta'acher immediately. The Rosh clearly disagrees with this Ran, because the Rosh says that the classic dinim of Bal Ta'acher, which the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, is Gimel Regalim, three Yamim Tovim, and the Rosh says that that would apply as well when it comes to this case. He just says that obviously, and this person, if from this point in time, if he delays three regalim, he violates Bal Ta'acher. So we have a machlokes between the Rosh and the Ran in Pshat in our sugya. If we're taking the regular classic interpretation of Bal Ta'acher of Gimel Regalim and applying it to our situation. Or, as the Ran has said, no, we have a reason why over here what the man meant in his Naziris was it to be Chal Miyad, and therefore the Bal Ta'acher is going to be Miyad. The Kasha is, what is the Nekudas HaMachlekes? L'chayra, the Rush makes a lot of sense. Bal Ta'acher, the Gemara was asking, do we apply the din of Bal Ta'acher, our familiar klal of Bal Ta'acher to Naziris? So l'chayra, the klalim should be that the regular dinim of Bal Ta'acher should apply, just like it's Gimel Regalim when it comes to Karbanos, and when it comes to other dinim, so too the Gimel Regalim, and again I'm referring to the lav of Bal Ta'acher. We're not going to speak about the essay. The essay is not the lav of Bal Ta'acher, we'll get to the essay. But in terms of the lav of the Bal Ta'acher, what the Gemara is referring to, L'chora should be like the Rush, and should be with delaying of Gimel Regalim.
By tzedakah, it's Miyad, no?
What?
By tzedakah, it's not Gimel Regalim.
That's only because there's Aniyim. That's only because there's Aniyim. Yeah.
No, by Ta'achir, normally a person makes a pledge of a donation. He didn't specify a time. Over here, you're touching up his words that he did specify a time. He specified La'alta. So then
let's flip. So Rabbi Liefer wants to say the opposite. The Ran is Pashut, and the Rush is not so Pashut. So I ask you a kasha, Rabbi Liefer. I want to go into Kachem with you. So now I say, Areni Makdish Karban Miyad. So what's the din? Am I over balti acher miad, or do I have gimel regalim like the Gemara says that I usually have gimel regalim for karbonus? So the Ran answers this kasha. The Ran says you're over miad, exactly like Rabbi Liefer said. You're over miad. So why doesn't the Rush accept that? So why isn't Rabbi Liefer? So what Rabbi Liefer just did is took my pasha kasha, what I assume to be a Pella on the Rush, and now he basically flipped everything and said the Pashas is like the Ran. Because over here you have a reason to say that it's Chal Miyad, and that it shouldn't be Nitan for Gimel Regalim. So what's going on over here? How do we approach this? How do we understand this Machlokas Rishonim? This Machlokas Rishonim does not only relate to this case, but if you look further in the Gemara, also Legabe the Beis HaKfaris, the Rishonim, the Rush says that if he doesn't become a Nazir, he says again, La'acher Gimel Regalim, like the Rush holds, that Bal Ta'acher is going to be La'acher Gimel Regalim, whereas according to the Ran, L'choyre, he doesn't become a Nazir Miyad, like he stipulated. So there's a beautiful Vart from Rav Naftali Trump. And the Stipler has a similar Yisod, but the Rav Naftali really spells it out really beautifully. And he says, and this is the main maramukum for this chakira within the yisod of Bal Ta'acher. What is the isser of Bal Ta'acher? In general, what is the isser of Bal Ta'acher? Is the pshat when the Torah says don't delay? Is the pshat that the chiyav is chal miyad, and really, the Torah said you really are mechuyav? But the Torah is not going to be mechayiv you for this new isser called what? Delaying. Let's lamashal. You have a kid who just never hands in his assignments on time. Is the pshat that he's not giving in on time and the mela, that's why what he's violating because he's missing the zman? Or is the pshat, no, you never make it on time. You know, the fact that you don't take care of your chiyuvim, yeah, that's pasha. The fact that you're not getting an A in my class, like, that's pasha. But why am I giving you an F? Why am I failing you? I'm failing you because you also violate an isser of delay. Now you violate an isser. So says Reb Naftali, yesh lachkor. Is the pshat that really everything is chal? The stum of the milsa, when a person is chayiv in a karbon, when a person is obligated to do a mitzvah, or any chayiv, take care of it. Do it right away. Aye, why is then Bal Ta'acher only after three regalim? The teretz is the shear of the isser of lo ye'acher, which is a new isser, is if you only did it to a significant amount of time, which is three regalim. Or is the pshat? No. The fact that the Torah did not punish me for Baal Ta'acher until after Gimel Regalim is megalit to me that Be'etzem the Zman Achiyuv is much larger than I thought. It's not Miyad, but it's rather after the Gimel Regalim. And what is the nature of the Isser Baal Ta'acher? The Isser Baal Ta'acher, according to that second approach, is don't be a second late after the geder of the zman. I mean, you have a chiyuv and you have a larger window of your ikra zman, but the second that you're late, then you violated the iser. Whereas according to the first approach, no. The chiyuv of the zman was right away. That's the stamma d'milsa in the Torah. When the Rabbanu Shlom asks you to do something, you do it. And then the Torah never punished you for Baal Ta'acher until you do a significant delay and you, Maya Mamish, violate a lav of not only one regal, of three regal. Lema nafkamina. Zoktrab Naftali, I'll tell you the nafkamina. Nafkamina is, what if we have a way to figure out that the zman in this situation is miyad and is not la'acher gemor regal? How do you have such a way? The guy said, a loshen of la'ifter min oilam, right now. I want to, through Chayshin and Shemayomus, Chayshin and Lemisa, Memela, that creates the Chiyuv right away. So Memela, if the Chiyuv is right away, Zokdaran, then what? Over here, don't tell me that the Chiyuv is enlarged. Don't tell me that there's a larger zman mukbal to now be yotzir chiyuv. The chiyuv is vada right away. Im kain memela, according to that approach, then what's going to follow suit? Then 1 second after the chiyuv is going to be what? Bal ta'acher. Memela, the Ran holds, there's bal ta'acher miyad. Masha'im came the Rosh that understood Bal Ta'acher has no shaykhus to the Iker Zman Achiyuv. And like Rabbi Liefer asked, yes, the Rosh is maskim. It could be a person, right, maybe meant over here that should become a Nozer right away. But says the Rosh, that's not going to change my approach to Bal Ta'acher. Bal Ta'acher has Gdorim to it. Bal Ta'acher has severity to it. Bal Ta'acher, you only get the punishment, you only get the F. If you actually do a transgression that really is significant of three regalim. So Memela, the Rosh is going to say, Bein Benaziris, Bein Besakvaris, throughout the Sugya, the Rosh is going to hold, by definition, Bal Ta'acher has to be Gimel Regalim. And that's the Nekudas HaMachloikes, L'chayra, between the Rosh and the Ran, within Bal Ta'acher over here. Says Rav Naftali, it could be that according to the Rosh, that's Gufa, the Chiddush of our Gemara over here. I would have had a Hava Amina, that it's not that Bal Ta'acher is Tali and Misa like the Rashba asks. But the Chiddush of the Gemara is over here, is that maybe I would have thought that maybe there's not Bal Ta'acher Shayach in this case, when he says Lo Yafter Mina Oilam. Because what am I mean Ma'acher? There's no Icher over here, there's never a violation. On that, the Gemara tells us, no, there's Bal Ta'acher over here, because you meant a Miyad, if you have Gimel Regalim, there's going to be Bal Ta'acher over here. So that's the different approaches of how to connect Misa to Bal Ta'acher over here, the question that the Rashba raised, and what comes out here, a fundamental machlaikis that has nafkaminas outside of our sugya, how to approach the Isser of Bal Ta'acher. Rabbi, before I close, I want to share with you an unbelievable Chassam Sofer that I found on our daf. The Chassam Sofer quotes a machloikes between the Rambam and the Ramban in Minyan HaMitzvahs in Mitzvah Tzadi Dalet. He says as follows, Umizeh Ha'inyin, nearly, Mashakosav Aramam Sefer HaMitzvah Simen Tzadi Dalet. The Hamaacher Nidro Gimel Regalim Oiver Nami Belo Yeichel. The Ramban Tonolov. The Ramban says, the Rambam says, or the Ramban learns in the Rambam, that by Nidre Yisr, every time you're going to violate Bal Yachel, you're also going to violate Bal Ta'acher. If you look, Rabbi Kiva Eger is Mitzayan to Iran on Samach Gimel, that brings up this issue. If there's Bal Ta'acher by regular Nidre Rishus, Nidre Rishus. Nidre Yisr. Yesh Leimer, says the Chassam Sofer, the hashta de cover achmona zman lebal ta'acher gimel regalim, de nehid de beregel echad kvar over ba'asei haynu imroi lebi abas hasham ve'eves hashama, aval gimel regalim oshana beloy regalim over al kop on him, im ken kol anoider havale ki'ilu omer lehedya, Harei alai korban la'akrivo kodim kaloi shana o regalim. Vimkein kishaover azman hazeh oiver nami bebal yachal dvaro. Da'avele ki'ilu hisne lehedya. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Rambam holds that every time a person takes a neder, if he misses the boat, let's say by a korban, if he misses the boat of bringing the carbon within Gimel Regalim, which violates the Isser of Bal Ta'acher, by definition, he's going to be over Bal Yachal Dvar. And the Ramban says, what does one have to do with the other? There's Bal Ta'acher, and there's Bal Yachal. Why does one have to be dependent on the other? So the Chassam Sofer says something that I think, in light of what we're introducing from the Rav Naftali, it might make a lot of sense. No. When a person takes the neder, the Bal Ta'acher now is telling us the zman of the neder, even though the person was not mefarish, how long he meant. It's intertwined into the neder itself. So therefore, according to the Rambam, not only are you going to violate Bal Ta'acher, but you're going to automatically violate Bal Yachal, as if you said, I'm going to bring this within 3 months, within 3 regalim, Because that is the nature of the Balta Acher Isser, that there was a Zman Mugbal to the Chiyuv of the Neder itself. And Memela, any delay will be after the Zman of the Neder. Whereas the other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rush, will understand, no, there's the actual Neder, and then there's the Isser of Ichor, which is independent, and has nothing to do with the Zman of the Neder, and Bal Yachel and Bal Ta'acher don't necessarily have to be interlinked. What could be, again, just a suggestion, I'll pay this Chum Sofer, it could be, if you understand the nature of Bal Ta'acher to not only being an independent Isser of delaying for three regalim, and that we're punishing you for delaying, but rather, no, that now is interconnected to what was the chiyuv. The chiyuv was for three regalim, and now any delay already transgresses the iser. So memela, now it could shed light on what are going to be my violations after the three regalim. Am I going to say that the Bal Ta'acher is also going to carry with it, by definition, a Bal Yachal Dvaro? Because the fact that I was Ma'acher, my Neder, and I didn't bring a carbon within those 3 months, so I didn't keep to my word. Because my word, by definition, was to assume that it's going to be within those 3 months. Within those three regalim. Whereas the Ramban says, these two things have nothing to do with each other. And you don't know, you don't know one from the other, because the nature of Bal Ta'acher is similar to the way we were suggesting within the Das of the Rosh, is that Bal Ta'acher is an independent Aveira. And it's an Aveira of delaying. Delaying whatever your Chiyuv was that was Chal Miyad, but now you carried it out too long, and you just delayed for three L'Regalim. So then that's an Aveira that we carry out, and that applies in Kol HaTorah Kula, that now you're called an Ama'acher. You're called a delayer. But it's not necessarily being megala anything about the zman achiyav or the actual neder that I took. Perhaps that perspective could also shed light on this machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramban, legabe Bal Ta'acher and Bal Yachol. Be that as it may, however you like it, the yisoid of Rav Naftali and the machloikas rishonim of whether or not we should apply the regular dinim of Bal Ta'acher of 3 months, of three regalim, l'chora, according to Rav Naftali, it seems very glatt in terms of the way they're understanding the chiyuv. The kasha that exists according to this hesber is how can you not, and I think Joe mentioned this before, how can you not agree to the logic that the chiyuv exists miyad, like we're arguing in Das HaRosh, and the Isser is an independent Aveira, because you're just delaying, and you're delaying for a significant amount of time, Gimel Regalim, isn't it Pashat that the Chiyuv exists Miyad? From where, Rabosai? From the fact that there's an essay of Ve'evesem Shama, that by the first Regal, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that you violate an essay. So, it's true, it's a good Kasha, but L'chora, the simple answer is that might just be a chiddush in the regal and not necessarily in the Bal Ta'acher. Meaning, it could be that midine haregel, the regal is mechayev me to bring it in the first time I come to the Beis HaMikdash. That is part of my chiyuv to coming to the Beis HaMikdash, is not only aliyah l'regel, but is also when you come, take care of your chiyuvim from the pasuk of Evesim Shama. But it's not the pshat that we understand, like we approach it, that the real McCoy, the lav, the in full force, is lacher gimel regalim. And then the tier two, or the weaker iser, is that already on the first regal, you already violate on the first regal. No. There's no violation in the neder at all. There's no violation in the ichor at all. Bal Ta'acher has not begun, and I'm still in my entire, klape my neder, klape my chiyuv, klape my dibur, I did not delay my chiyuv at all, and I'm inside the zman of the chiyuv. Then what? No, but mitzadine regalim, or mitzadine beis hamikdash, I have another chiyuv, a mitzvah esei, that's mechayiv me on the first regal when I have an opportunity to take care of it. But not like we usually understand that klape an essay on a lower level, there's already a violation. No, it's a new halacha. It's a new halacha called Ve'evesim Shama. That when you come to the Beis HaMikdash with the first opportunity, just like you should put on tefillin the first opportunity, so too, you should take care of your karbanos the first opportunity. Not because we're going to approach you now as a delayer. Not because we're now saying you're a ma'acher, and we're already hinting to you about an incumbent lav that's going to come because you're already starting to delay. No! You weren't ma'acher at all. You didn't even enter into the parsha of Lo Ta'acher. You're not considered that stature of a ma'acher. So the, what did I do? I violated a mitzvah. I violated the din arega. I violated a din of Eve Sem Shom. But there's nothing that began from that first regal. L'chayra, our machlokes and our chakira, within the machlokes, the Ran and the Rosh, will be, have another nafkamina in terms of what is your approach in Ve'evesem Shama. Is it linked to the lav of Lo Ta'acher? Or is it a new mechayev that now doesn't address the Lo Ta'acher mitzad the neder of the Gavra? Okay, Rabbi Isai.
Question.
Yeah.
Does the Rosh's approach apply regardless of however you define the Gimel Regolim? For example, either Gimel Regolim,
Kisidron or not? Kisidron? I don't think so. I think Manavshach, I think it would be still the whatever sheet that you hold. I think that would be the explanation. Yeah, Noah.
How would this machlokas play into the next part of the Gemara where Ravashi says the part of Hol V'chein Nazir Shetime Asam V'mezid over Mishim Baal Ta'acher?
Right.
Like so you're already Nazir. So how would that play in there?
So the Rush says there that it would be.
The Rush doesn't mention anything about over there. He doesn't mention anything about the Gimel Regalim. I'm just understanding how he would read that.
I think I thought he did say somewhere that there would be Gimel Regalim.
He does. He says
at the top of the
Amos. Kevin Schnauzer, yeah.
Yeah. I think that it would be the same exact machlokes.
It'd be the same thing.
The Ran would hold any Ichor Miyad, and the Rosh would hold Lacher Gimel Regalim. So you'd have you have another Nafkamina. I didn't get into this. You have another Nafkamina. The Ran says that if a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir after 2 years, right? Person says, I'm going to be a Nazir after 2 years. Where's that, Ran? It's on Dalon Elf, right? Oh. Ubedinu davamatsi rava lok me boimer kaitim shiav rube shana mehe Nazir. Pchiagam na havale babal ta'acha de karbonos de loy avid ad gimel regalim. And in that such a situation, he's going to be a Nazir. He's going to over Baal Ta'acher and Gimel Regalim, right? But I don't understand. Why is he over Baal Ta'acher and Gimel Regalim? He's over Baal Ta'acher after the 2 years. What? How did it just switch from 2 years to Gimel Regalim? Well, how did the Ran do that? So L'chora, that also fits into this. According to the Ran, right? According to the Ran, the Zman Chiyuv, according to the Torah, within my Zman, that I don't have control over, is Gimel Regalim. Right? Anything above Gimel Regalim is going to be what? It's going to be Masnal Mashikos of Torah. I'm going against the Dinei HaTorah. So I don't have the ability to change that Zman Chiyuv. According to the Rosh, in this situation, based on what we're suggesting, the Baal Ta'acher would be when? 3 Regalim after the 2 years. It would be like 3 years. According to the Ran, no. Since you're talking about the Zman Chiyuv, and you don't have the ability to change that Zman Chiyuv because it's based on Baal Ta'acher, so Mimele, it's got to be 3 Regalim, and that's it. According to the Rosh, no. It's whenever the Chiyuv starts, the Isser Baal Ta'acher starts after that to be the Ma'acher. So that'd be another Nafkamino within that. But Enechrami, no, what you're saying is right. Lagabi the Beis HaKvaris, the Ran and the Rush would have the same exact machlokes Lagabi when it would kick in. All right, Rabbi Say. Yoshikayach,
sure.
We'll be in touch in terms of